Generally, perennialists argue, the world of individual consciousness and matter is only a partial reality, which reflects an underlying divine ground. The divine ground can be discovered by direct intuition, in which the knower and the known unite. Assuming that a mind underlies the universe resolves the apparent paradox of the mystics' claim that they lose their selves in the mystical experience, yet remain aware of what is happening. A united consciousness is still a consciousness. Humans have both an exterior, phenomenal self and a true self. Most of the time, we are aware only of our exterior self, that is, the many ways we experience our environment or our own consciousness, often playing many roles at the same time. Uniting all these experiences is a true self, one that can reach the divine ground. It is usually quite difficult to find that self beneath many layers of exterior selves. The chief value of existence is to identify with one's true self. Traditional religions give this state names such as eternal life, salvation, or enlightenment. Perennialists believe that all humans possess the ability to discern spiritual truth, though it is often undeveloped. The insights from spiritual faculties are as much to be relied on as other senses. Researcher W.T. Stace was a perennialist, and his distinction between extrovertive and introvertive mysticism aimed in part to bridge cultural gaps in interpretation of mystical experiences. He also believed, more controversially, that theistic mystics are required by their culture to interpret experiences that are truly monistic or pantheistic in a way that does not challenge theism. As other scholars have pointed out, however, one can just as easily reverse the onus and say that pantheists and monists are required to interpret their experiences in a way that does not challenge their culture. The view opposite to perennialism is constructivism, which argues that culture and assumptions shape mystical experience to such a degree that Buddhist and Christian mystics do not actually encounter the same reality. Some constructivists, hard constructivists, deny that a common substrate of mystical experience even exists. They argue that experience is entirely shaped by culture and assumptions. Such a claim is much more radical than asserting that the language in which the mystic explains the experience is shaped by culture and assumptions. To focus the argument between perennialists and constructivists, we might ask what sort of experience mystical consciousness is. Is it a specific experience like electric shock,